Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real Talk 111. My name is Kevin Andrews. I'm the founder and host today. Real Talk 111 is a radio show that deals with real people and real issues. Real Talk 111 will discuss what really matters to people, the community and churches, but most of all, the voice that speaks for the brokenhearted, the hopeless, the homeless, those with an addiction, poverty, crime. Some of the episodes featured will be Shift Destiny, New Beginning, Drop It Like It's Hot, Standing in the Gap, and The Road to Freedom, and Who Can I Trust? Trust is a precious thing, especially precious for those who have been betrayed by someone they trusted. In our world, such things are not surprising anymore. Everyone, sooner or later, is let down by friends, let down by a fellow worker, even a family member. The natural response is to stop trusting. Real Talk 111, we got to go back to the basics. What calls you to deal with the pain and hurt we can cause our communities, our family? Like I say, we can cause our communities and our families. Today's episode is, do you really know who you are? Do you really know who you are? Who do you think you are? There's only one lasting solution to our identity crisis. It is Jesus. When was the last time you felt lost and there was no help around you? In those moments, we ask God, why? And why me? But God laughs. I know that sounds crazy, but he really does laugh sometimes. Why? God knows that. I say it to you again. God knows that. He knows what you're going through. He knows what you're feeling. When we come to the end of our rope, I say when we are our rope and reach our weakest point. I know a lot of you are at your weakest point right now, and you feel there's no hope. You feel hopeless. You feel like you're not going to make it. Well, I'm here to let you know that you can make it and you will make it. I know you feel desperate, but I'm going to tell you one thing. There's hope, but that hope has to come from God. You have to trust with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul. You can't think your way no longer. You have to turn it around. You have to allow God to speak to you. It is the only thing you can do. And that means you have to totally give it to him. And I'm going to tell you, without any questions or complaints, you have to absolutely rely on him. And that means trust him. When you pray, every prayer, not some prayer, every scripture you read, believe what you read. Not just say what you read, but believe what you read. I want you to know who you really are, but it's going to have to be through Christ Jesus, who strengthens you. Your strength is not your own strength. It's God's strength. Do you really know who you are? Trust him. When you quote those scriptures and remember them, sit and believe what you say. Trust him. When you may every faith-filled confession you can muster, trust him. and believe. One thing I want to say to you, really, you need to be true to yourself. A lot of times, we're not true to ourselves. We try to be true to everybody else, but we don't realize that we're not true to ourselves. And a lot of times, that's why we don't really know who we are. We have to start focusing on ourselves. Many of us, we give more to people than we give to ourselves. You have a lot of withdrawals, but no deposit. But I want to tell you one thing. God will deposit everything that you need. But it's just like someone who has medication, and it helps them to cope with the pain. Well, that's how our Dr. Jesus is. He will help you to cope with the pain. He will help you to overcome the pain. He will heal you from all the hurt and pain. I say this to you sisters right there, that God has heard your cry. Now, open up your heart. Let him come in. Surrender everything to him. This is your season. And to you brothers out there, that people don't think it's never going to add up to be anything, you are somebody. And I want you to know who you really are. A lot of times people won't tell you who you are because you know why? Because they can't see who you really are. They see how your situation made you become. I say to you, trust him. Trust God. Trust your Lord Savior. When you've done all that you know how to do, stand. I say stand. The situation still hasn't changed, or there seems to be no healing, no salvation, no deliverance in sight. Guess what? The healing comes when you trust him and you speak his word and you stand on his word. That's when the healing comes. I don't want you to be in a society where you don't know who you are. God has a purpose for you, and he wants you to know who you are. God tells you the same thing over and over again sometimes. Even if you don't know the word, he'll tell you in your spirit what you need to do. And a lot of times, we hear, but we don't hear. We need to learn to let go and let God. You hear what I said? Let go and let God. This episode will change your life and can change your life if you just apply what I have spoken to you. He wants you to be who he called you to be. He wants you to fulfill that purpose. But how many times have we not go forth? How many times we step back? I speak to you right now. I speak to your spirit. I speak to your soul. I command it to rise and come forth in the name of Jesus. I'm going to say this because this is not a regular show. This is something that God had put together. I want to speak to your spirit right now. I come against anything that will hinder you, cause you not to go forth. I come against the spirit of destruction that come against the men and women of God. Sanctify you through his word. Your truth, your word of truth comes from the Heavenly Father. I do not pray that you should take them out, Lord, of the world, but that you should keep them in the world to fulfill your purpose. God is good. I'm just a messenger that he allowed me to start this show called Real Talk. People need real people. People need people who are going to stand on truth. People need people who are going to stand with them in the storm. People need people who's going to stand up in a time of trouble. That's what Real Talk is all about. Do you know who you are? I want to say this thing to you, say one thing to you. He said to the great Apostle Paul, don't worry. I repeat it again. He said, don't worry. I'm going to tell you, you don't need to worry. When you got Jesus on your side, you don't need to worry about anything. You just have to stand on the promises of God. He wants you to be happy. Let the enemy, let the ones who talk about you, the haters, the whispers, that person that lives with you, say you ain't going to be nothing. You don't know who you are. Be happy, because guess what? Your Savior has come to save you. Your Savior has come to deliver you. Your Savior has come to set you free. Your Savior knows what you have need of. For when you done all that you know. Sometimes we get everything that we know how to do. But God said, let him take over and do what he is called to do to set you free so you can know who you really are. For when you've done all that you know to do, just stand. How many times God has said to you, stand still and do nothing? How many times that you didn't stand still? You got afraid and you moved and you didn't allow God to have the opportunity to show up and show out. What I'm telling you now, no matter what your situation is, I know some of you are to the point where you feel no return. I know some of you are to the point, I can't take it no more. I know you some are to the point, I don't want to live. I'd rather die. But God says, stand still. Hold on. Because I'm coming to rescue you. No matter what the situation is, I'm your Savior. I'm your commander. I'm the one that created you. If I created you, I created you with a purpose and I have a plan. But you have to follow the instructions that I speak to you. This is your season. In season of blessings, it's a season of weights and burdens that come with it. But if you hold on to the instructions that God has given you and the Lord has led me to give to you to remind you that you are more than a conqueror. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect. My strength is made perfect. His strength, his power, it's all there for you. Only thing he wants you to do is trust him. I speak to your broken heart. I speak to your hurt. I speak to your pain. Stand still, because his grace is sufficient. In strength is perfect in your weakness. Hold on. I say hold on because I want you to know that he's coming for you, your Savior, not your husband, not your wife, but God to deliver you. He has the power and authority. Whatever he said, it shall come to pass. Hold on. I said, hold on to the word of God, and God will set you free. Do you really know who you are? Therefore, let us, as anointed men and women of God, take the attitude of Paul. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in infirmities, and I'm going to break it down for you. It's talking about your sickness, your illness, your lack of power, your disability. Will you stand in the power of his might? Do you really know who you are? That's the power of Christ. May rest upon you and me. Therefore, I take pleasure. Pleasure is talking about satisfaction and delight in infirmities. Therefore, I take pleasure. He's saying he takes pleasure in your infirmities. You know why? Because he's the Almighty God. See, God had many a reason to show up and show out. When you allow him to show up and show out, he will show you that he is a true deliverer and he is the Almighty God. This is what real talks about. Ain't no regular script. This is real people, and I'm a real person. Just want to speak to your spirit. I want you to be reassured that you're not alone. I want you to know there is a voice speaking for you, and it comes from our Savior. In persecution, in distress, God is there. He will always be there. And I really want you to know who you are. When you are weak, he is strong. I want you to read 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the 9th verse to the 10th verse. Now, I hope you know who you are. The conclusion to all of this, take heed to what you hear. We need to apply. We need to hear that over and over again. Take heed to what you hear, and we need to apply. This is real talk. We need to go back to the basics. And that's what this is all about today. Going back to the basics so people can really know who they are. Because there's a lot of people who really don't know who they are. There's a lot of people waiting for the purpose to be born. And the purpose is already there in them. But it's up to you to follow instructions. It's up to you to read your word. It's not for just a preacher to preach it to you. It's not for a teacher just to teach it to you. But it's up to you to apply it and abide by it. So many people are just standing still and waiting for the heavens to open up. And God said, you start walking by faith and not by sight. And I'll open up the windows of heaven. I'll pour out so many blessings that you won't have room enough to receive. But if you cannot take heed to the words that you hear, how can you cause it to come to reality and act on it? You have to act on the word. You have to believe in the word. You have to trust the word. You have to stand on the word. And you have to know who you are. I want to say to you at this time, there's always a time and a season to do all things. And I want you to know one thing. God is there for you. But will you allow him to come in so you can know who you are and what your purpose is? It's your choice. I'll get ready to open up the floor. If anyone has any comment or question, I would definitely like to answer to the best of my ability. So right now, I'm going to open up the floor for you to make any comments, questions. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord, Pastor. Praise the Lord, Kevin Angel. This is Michelle Williams from Facebook, or Shelly Williams. I just want to say, I just tuned in at the late minute, and I just want to say everything you were saying was online, because God was saying it's better be on time, it's better be late than sorry. And everything you were saying was lined up to what God was telling me. I thank God for you. And my friend listened, you know, she walked out for a second, but she was talking about amen. I said, that was God. You're right. Before we walk, this walk is hard, but we got to have God first. Thank you for letting me share.
Yes, and I thank God that you're being real and you're being open. That's what the show's all about, real people talking about real things and dealing with real issues. It's not about how you dress. It's not about how you look. It's about what's in your heart. It's about knowing who you are. How can you become something when you don't even realize who you are? And a lot of times people can speak to you about what they want out of you, but they're not speaking to what you need that fulfill your will and your purpose that God has for you. I don't care where you're at in life. Go ahead.
I have to agree with what you were saying. Me, I've been through a lot, so I know God is able. And my friends look at me like, and actually my friend is the one that she's actually the only one that believed me. I told all my friends, you don't know what God has brought me through unless you experience it. And I said, everybody, all my friends to this day don't believe in prayer. But it got to a time when a female friend of mine went missing for a couple of hours. One of my friends, who I called my sister, said, we got to pray. I said, now y'all want to talk about prayer, but I'm not going to knock y'all, but at the end of the day, that God is able to speak to me. Just like, for example, to give an example, I had a situation earlier where I don't know if you're familiar or anybody else online familiar with a master series degree.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not, but go ahead.
Well, a master's series degree is saying that you can, like, I can speak, but I can't preach.
Okay.
And then God just gave this one woman and keep on putting her in his leaf and my life and keep my friend Rose in prayer, so God is going to deliver her. I believe it. And she was talking about she was married and she got this boyfriend of hers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's married and she's committed adultery. So I'm a person,
mm-hmm.
I keep it real. She was saying I'm real. I keep it real and I'm a person. And whenever you tell me something, I'm going to give it to you what God told me to give. And I'm telling her about adultery, and it seemed like she hated the phone. But I heard the devil say she gonna call. The devil said she ain't gonna call back. But just she called back before I came inside. I was sitting outside on the boardwalk, And she called back and she said, what are you doing? I said, you know what? I'm going to go on Kevin Andrews' show. She said, who's Kevin Andrews? And I saw her picture on Facebook. I said, that's Kevin Andrews. I'm going to go on his show. And then she started looking at her like, why are you going on his show? I said, let me tell you something. I heard about his show, and I'm going on his show to get some advice. Maybe I could bring you back some advice. And then she was negative, so I said, let me tell you something. I'm not going for you. I'm not going for anybody on Facebook. I'm coming to hear what God has for me. So I thank you, Kevin Andrews, for that word. I know it was a little late, but that word right there was for me tonight.
Well, you know something? Even if you came on late, one thing I have set up, you can even go Google, and you could put in, Do You Really Know Who You Are by Kevin Andrews, and you can hear the whole show. But the main thing of it is right now, and I need to express this right now. This is what Real Talk is all about, dealing with real issues and dealing with real people to be able to help them to come out in the situation. A lot of times people don't know who they are. And that's why sometimes people do what they do, because they really don't know who they are. They don't know who they are and their purpose. And it's time for us to start knowing now what purpose is. I thank you for allowing me to be able to speak to you and for you coming on the show. I want to say to each and every one, this is Real Talk. This is just the beginning. It's your time. It's your season. But you have to listen to the voice of God. This is the opportunity for you to know who you really are. I want to say to you, thank you. Thank you so much for supporting me. I will be on the air next Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, the same time, but a different episode, because we all go through different things. I want to say to you, God bless you. I am Kevin Andrews, the host and the founder of the show. Be blessed and leave that mess behind, and come to the best, and you will stay blessed. God bless you. May he smile down upon you. If you have any comments, you can leave it in the comment box on my Facebook page, which is Real Talk 111, or you can leave the comment on blogtalkradio.com/Real Talk 111 by Kevin Andrews. May God bless you, and may he smile upon you. Take care.